How did the album concept came about? You had with them the Manhattan School of Music, the Kenja Revisited, a tribute to Machito's album, the Tito Puente Masterworks celebrating his great trajectory in Latin music, and this one is about a place, which is the birth of Latin jazz. How did you come up with the concept of Cariba Harlem?
Well, I have to thank the Manhattan School of Music for that one, because for the last few years, the administration has decided to dedicate the year to a specific theme. One year we dedicated, the school dedicated its theme to movie scores. So all the orchestras, the large orchestras at the school, the jazz orchestra, the Jazz Philharmonic, and of course the Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra, but as well the symphonic orchestras at the school dedicated repertoire to that theme. One year we dedicated it to Latin America, and so I decided to do a whole concert in honor of Rafael Hernandez, Latin America's and Puerto Rico's greatest composer.
Right.
And this year, the year that we did this, last year they decided to dedicate the entire year to Harlem. So we did a concert where I came up with the theme Harlem Hot Houses, dedicating the concert all to clubs that no longer exist in Harlem. And then the second concert was dedicated completely just to Harlem itself and the different communities that brought forth this incredible music, particularly the Puerto Rican community in East Harlem, interacting with the Cuban community. Puerto Ricans, we've always championed everybody else's music, and in this case, we championed Afro-Cuban music in the 40s and 50s, which was ubiquitous. Into the 60s and 70s, it was unavoidable because Cuban music and culture was ubiquitous because it was fueled by the record industry. And so I wanted to make sure that people knew that this music, Afro-Cuban jazz, was born with the Machito Orchestra in 1939. It was the first orchestra that combined jazz arranging technique in full force with the virtuosity of the solo virtuosity of the jazz musician, but had pure unadulterated Afro-Cuban rhythms. But the majority of the people in the Machito Afro-Cubans were Puerto Ricanos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we have kind of, as Puerto Ricans, we have kind of this schizophrenic tricultural thing happening
yes.
in New York City. We have African-American culture, we have Afro-Cuban culture, and we have our own culture.